Ata commends the Minister, Enoch Godongwana, the Minister of Finance, for the decision not to grant Eskom the exemptions from financial reporting of fruitless and wasteful expenditure in their financial statements. We objected to this, as did many people at the time a couple of months ago when this idea was first mooted. And I think, you know, it is right to commend the minister for following due process thereafter, for reversing that decision and getting and receiving comments from across all sectors of society, heeding those calls and deciding then not to go ahead with the granting of that exemption. So it's important that we do recognize the right decisions when they are made. Just to say that while we can hear and see that it is more onerous for state-owned entities in their financial reporting, from a business perspective, this is South Africans' money, and there needs to be extreme transparency and strong governance and oversight of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. This is not a normal business where shareholders can pull out of the country or pull out of the company's investments. This is our money. We have no choice in investing. Government makes those choices on our behalf, and we need utmost transparency. Well done to the minister for making that decision.